This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Kiev today on the second and the final leg of his two-nation tour to Poland and Ukraine. The Prime Minister arrived in Kiev from Poland by train. Members of the Indian diaspora accorded a warm welcome to the Prime Minister on his arrival in Kiev. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited the multimedia martyrologist exposition on children at the National Museum of History of Ukraine in Kiev. He was accompanied by the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Both the leaders honored the memory of children. Prime Minister Modi was deeply touched by the poignant exposition set up in memory of children who have lost their lives in the conflict. He expressed his sorrow at the tragic loss of young lives and, as a mark of respect, placed a toy in the memory. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at a statue in Kiev. He underscored the timeless relevance of Mahatma Gandhi's message of peace in building a harmonious society. He noted that the path shown by him offered solutions to present-day global challenges. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and the United States of America are natural allies and that together they can ensure peace, prosperity and stability in the world. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Washington, D.C., the minister stressed that India and the U.S. are destined to be strong partners and this collaboration is growing. Highlighting growth prospects for the Indian economy, Mr. Singh said that the country will become the third largest economy by 2027. Regarding defense exports, the minister said that they have now reached 21,000 crore rupees. During the visit, India and the U.S. signed the Security of Supplies Arrangement, SOSA document, and a memorandum of agreement regarding the assignment of liaison officers. With the signing of SOSA, India and the U.S. agree to provide priority support for goods and services that promote national defense. The Education Ministry has directed all states in Union Territories to implement the guidelines of School Safety and Security 2021. The guidelines were developed by the Ministry's Department of School Education and Literacy in alignment with the POSCO guidelines. They contain provisions for fixing the accountability of school management regarding the safety and security of children studying in government, government-aided and private schools. Additionally, the guidelines provides measures for preventive education, accountability of various stakeholders, reporting procedures, concerned legal provisions, support and counseling, and a safe environment. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued a notice to the Chief Secretary and the Director General of Police of Andhra Pradesh in connection with the death of workers in an explosion at a private industrial unit in the Anakapalli district. The NHRC in its notices has directed a thorough investigation to determine whether all safety norms and legal provisions were being strictly followed by the owner of the industrial unit and duly supervised by the concerned authorities. It has also asked the officials to submit a detailed report within 2 weeks. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCS, imposed a penalty of 90 lakh rupees on Air India Limited for operating flights with non-qualified crew members. The DGCS also imposed an additional penalty of 6 lakh rupees on the operations director and 3 lakh rupees on the training director of Air India. The concerned pilot has also been warned to exercise caution to avoid such occurrences in the future. The incident came to the DGCS notice through a voluntary report submitted by Air India Limited last month. Further investigations into the incident revealed deficiencies and multiple violations by the staff which could affect safety. The country is celebrating its first ever National Space Day today. On this day last year, Chandrayaan-3 mission accomplished a safe and soft landing of the Vikram lander on the lunar surface. With the achievement, India has joined the elite group of space-faring nations, becoming only the fourth nation to land on the surface and the first nation to land near the south pole of the moon. The President, the Vice President and Prime Minister greeted fellow citizens on the occasion. The theme for this year's celebration is Touching Lives While Touching the Moon, India's Space Saga, which emphasizes the profound impact of space exploration on society and technology. And that is the end of this news bulletin.